I manage the social media for several clients, and although they are each different in how I approach their social media content, one thing is consistent. A social media content calendar makes my job easier and their social media more successful. But how do you create a social media content calendar, and how do you fill it? Well, in today's episode, I'm going to break down the tools that I use to create content calendars, schedule content, get client approvals when needed, and make sure I also have a full stream of content going out on my own accounts. Welcome to the Business as Unusual show. My name is Kelly Noble Mirabella, and today's show is brought to you by the folks over at Print Dirt Cheap. Chances are, if you run a business, you're going to need some kind of printing done. Whether you need business cards, postcards, or flyers, Print Dirt Cheap is the place to go. I recently ordered invitations for an event one of my clients put on, and the results were fabulous. I will never use a site like Vistaprint again, now that I know the high quality and low prices that Print Dirt Cheap offers, and not to mention the amazing customer service I experienced. Anyway, if you want to learn more about them, you can check out the show notes or go directly to printdirtcheap.com. Now on with the show. So I just got back from a trip to Colorado for Thanksgiving, and between being sick, lost my voice, visiting with friends and family time, I didn't get any work done. No podcast, no content creation, nothing. But you know what? My clients had all the social media covered thanks to the work of content planning and my calendar. So if you feel like you're constantly running around trying to create content, or you feel overwhelmed and disorganized with your social media, or you maybe manage the social media for several clients, what you need, my friend, is a content calendar. There are a lot of tools and ways you can plan and organize your content. I am going to show you how I do it. Actually, three different ways I do it based on each client's needs. But if you're going to make it work for you, you need to find a system that works for your style and comfort level. So try a couple of things out and find something that you can use without feeling like it adds way more work. The first thing you will need are the right tools to get the job done. I use one or more of the following depending on the client's need and involvement. Buffer, it's my scheduling tool. Trello, which is great for approval processes, work ideas, organization, etc. And Google Calendar, good for, you know, a calendar that you can also share with a client. More on these tools in a moment. I find that scheduling content ahead allows me to take back my time. I know there is always something going out, and I look ahead and see what is coming up in the business and all the other marketing pieces, and I make sure that the social media matches up and is complementary. It is important to understand that just because you're scheduling content ahead does not mean you get to just walk away and set it and forget it. You need to keep tabs on what is happening, stay engaged, and be ready to pause content streams if needed. Honestly, I just don't understand people who don't believe in scheduling their social media content in advance. This is really not a new concept. My background and my degree is in marketing, and having a marketing plan and a marketing calendar is common practice. Now, unlike a traditional marketing calendar, your social media marketing does not have to be for the whole year. Instead, I prefer to plan, create, and execute my social media content plans month-to-month increments. This helps me to stay relevant and timely, which is very important in social media. Now, in terms of the tools you can use to schedule your social media post, well, I mean, there are a lot. Probably too many to start to even tell you all of them. But, you know, let's go over just a couple of the ones that I've used or that are just super popular. So the first one is obviously my favorite. I mention it all the time, Buffer. This is the tool I use. I love it. I like the ease of use. It integrates across all the platforms I need, including Facebook, that's Facebook profiles, groups and pages, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter. It's super easy to use. And basically how it works is you have a queue that's European talk for line. you have a queue and you fill it. And when it's empty, it will tell you, hey, your queue is empty. So you just line stuff up in there. It's super duper clean and easy to use, which I like. I like simplicity in my social media. All right, the next one is Hootsuite. One of the most popular tools among beginners and small businesses, Hootsuite allows you to see your active timelines and streams, and you can interact with people right on the platform. So of course, you can also schedule schedule out your posts too. While I'm not personally a big fan of this platform for my uses, I have used it, it works for most people, and it might be a great place to start. I personally like to be kind of hands-on in the social networks when I go out and engage, but some people like a one-stop shop, so Hootsuite might be a good start for you. Now, Social Report is something else I've used, a really comprehensive tool that includes approvals, scheduling, calendar, event evergreen content scheduling. I really did enjoy using this tool when I did, but it's a bit pricey and I found it to be a little clunky. It's a good option though if you need an all-in-one solution, and the reports are pretty robust. Obviously, it's called Social Report. All right, Sprout Social. You probably heard that one before if you're in the social media world, at least as a social media manager. I've never personally used this tool because it was a little bit pricey for what I need, but I hear good things and it is considered one of the top rated among experienced social media managers. So that's always something to look into if you want something a little bit more robust. Okay, now that you have a scheduling tool, you'll need some kind of calendar. Many of these scheduling tools have calendar components, so that might be all you need. But if you have a client that is more hands-on or you are more visual, you may enjoy one of the following. Google Calendar. Well, obviously, there are no major bells or whistles here. This is a calendar that you can use to simply see what's going on what day. It is easy to share with clients or your VA too. I would not suggest using Google Calendar if you have a lot of social channels you need to show, as it can be a little cluttered and confusing. So the next tool is Trello. I am kind of obsessed with Trello right now. I have a client that is very hands-on and wants to approve every original content piece that goes out. Well, as you can imagine, that's kind of a heavy task and pretty time-consuming. Trello makes it super easy. I have set up a board for the client with the following list: ideas, in progress, needs approval, needs edits, approved, scheduled, and posted. I go in and I add a couple of weeks worth or up to a month of content, and the client then goes in and makes edits, adds notes, or moves the content to needs edits or approved. At that point, I simply add the approved content to my Buffer app and I'm all set. There's a great calendar power-up, that's kind of fancy talk for add-on, they call it a power-up, that allows you to see when each site is planned to be posted. I make the post date the due date on the card to achieve this, so anyone who has access to that calendar can actually see everything and when it's supposed to be posted, aka content calendar. You can also export the calendar to Google Calendar, again, making it easy to share with anyone who wants to see when things are going out. So I love using Trello so much, I'll be implementing similar boards for all my client accounts, even when my client is hands off. It has really helped me to stay organized and keep my progress and creation process flowing and moving forward. Now you have the right tools, let's talk about the steps you need to take in order to come up with your content. Now understand, I've been doing this for a very long time, so I work much faster than most people. So what might take me a couple hours may take you a couple of hours more, or maybe a day more. The idea here is to block out time to sit down and get this all done in 1 or 2 days, or even just like an afternoon, so that you have a month's worth of content planned and most of it executed. So step one, gather any ideas or important themes you have coming up, events, planned promotions, specials, or themes you want to implement. Now, daily themes are a great way to stay on task and keep your feed consistent. While theme days may not work for all accounts, or maybe you don't want to have every day be a theme day, if you're feeling stuck or uninspired, themes can help you move forward with your content creation and plan ahead more easily. Here is an example of a daily theme. Remember, just an example, you don't have to do any of these. All right, Monday, let's call Monday Motivational Monday. You can post a quote, a motivational message, talk about productivity, positivity, etc. There are lots of options here. For me personally, I actually don't do Motivational Monday. I do social media last week, which I know has nothing to do with motivation, where I will share a video with quick highlights from the news in social media from the previous week. If you're a regular listener, you know I do Social Media Weekend Update every Saturday, so it's actually fairly easy to take those show notes and make a quick video for the Monday post. I use a tool called Lumen 5 to get that done. All right, next up, let's do Tuesday. Let's call this one Tip Tuesday. Now, I love Tip Tuesdays. This is typically very easy for me since every Tuesday I do the Tips and Tricks Tuesday podcast, which you're listening to right now. Congratulations. This generates a ton of content for me. So for clients, this could be a quick tip, a life hack, or whatever brings value and educates your audience or their audience, my client's audience. All right, Wednesday blog promotion. Do you have a blog that you regularly update or has, you know, some evergreen content? If so, make one day a week the blog day, blog promotion day. Even if you are promoting that evergreen content, think outside the box here and utilize various mediums to share your blog content. For example, you might create a quick video using Lumen 5 or Animoto with a few key points from your blog as kind of a teaser. Or perhaps you create a graphic or an infographic or a graphic with a quote from the blog, or even simpler, just a link to your blog post. Anyway, you do it however you do it. You can use this day to bring fresh eyes to old content. Now, Thursdays, let's call this one customer testimonials and stories. Now, I work with a lot of real estate agents, so I typically will share every other Thursday a testimonial or customer story. I actually do not do this every week as I think it can be a little overkill, but it's a great way to break up your content and share outside reviews. And then Friday, I like the idea of Feature Friday. So this is a day that you could feature a power partner, a local business, a client, or maybe some local events, you know, feature somebody. And then the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, let's do stuff like engaged, behind the scenes, and sharing is caring. So use the weekend to post something more laid back. Perhaps it's behind the scenes of your company, maybe it's a poll or a story, or perhaps it's a beautiful graphic that somehow ties to your brand. Use the weekend to bring a little bit more personality to your streams. This is also a good time to reshare user-generated content and give shout-outs. So now you need to block off some time, put it in your calendar, uninterrupted, no one walking into the office, no one calls, block it off. This is your time to focus and put together that content. The first step is you need to list each day of the month. I like to do this on paper. You might want to do it in a Word document, whatever works for you. Fill in the important events and promos you know you will want to highlight, and then brainstorm ideas for the other days based on your set themes or whatever inspires you. Don't be afraid to put curated content into the mix so you don't have to create every single graphic or post from scratch. Now that you have a list, aka what I like to call the roadmap, start putting your content together. Use tools like Canva, Stencil, and Adobe Spark to create images that are social media friendly. Use tools like Lumen 5 and Animoto to put together videos. Some of these may be more fill in the blank as the dates get closer, but you could still put a time marked on your calendar for when you post the content. And if you're not going to create the content today, make sure you also schedule time that you can create the content in a timely manner. Add curated content to the mix as well. If there is only one thing you do from this podcast, one little piece of advice, it is to make sure you create this roadmap. It will save you time, stress, and anxiety for getting shit done. And honestly, your content calendar will come together like magic if you just have this roadmap together. And schedule them out in your scheduling tool. Again, I really like Buffer. Work on staying at least 2 weeks ahead of yourself at any time so you are never playing catch up and you're always available to do that last minute change or addition that you know is gonna happen. Because hey, this is social media. You need to stay fluid, you need to be flexible. And that's it. You have now taken 1 to 2 days of your month to create the content for 30 days of work. You can now go focus on other things, you know, like your business. Now, as a little side note, I understand you're probably not going to sit there and write every single blog for the month and create every single video, although, to be honest, I do. But put it on the calendar, plan it out, and then put on the calendar when you're going to work on that content. Again, staying 2 weeks ahead of yourself. Also, don't be afraid to contract out the work. So, for example, if you hate doing graphics, hire a graphic designer or a VA to put together all the graphics. If you hate writing, hire a writer to write all your blogs. I have blog writers that work for me that do my clients' blogging. I do my own blogging, but I certainly don't feel like writing about all the stuff my different clients focus on in their blog. So I hire it out, and it all stays on task because of my content calendar. So don't be afraid to hire it out. The key here is to put it on the calendar, stay focused, and make sure you see everything that's coming up and be prepared. Be sure to check out my show notes, as you can see examples of my content calendar process, as well as links to all the tools that I mentioned. Just go to stellar247.media/calendar. Again, that's stellar247.media/calendar. Of course, I'll put that link in the description. As always, I'd love to hear from you. If you're listening via Anchor, please comment, or better yet, call in with your thoughts and questions or any topic ideas that you want me to focus on in a future episode. If you're listening via my podcast, you can always tweet to me at Stellar247. I would also love to have you join me in my Facebook group, where I answer questions, break social media news, and give bonus trainings and insights. Check it out at stellar247.media/FB group. If you're listening via my podcast and you enjoy what you hear, even if you're not listening via my podcast and you enjoy what you hear, please consider giving me that 5-star review. Nothing would make my day better or bring me more joy than your kind words. As always, I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and have a stellar day.